All right, now it's time for the envelope, please. So this this is how this goes down. All right,
this is like 2 years in the making because we've been kind of at each other since you came over to Norm's show.
Right,
like when we were even talking about it maybe happening, we're like, dude, we can go get a lot more audio. We can go do not bits, but whatever. Like we can do some things we don't normally do from 10 to noon.
Right. Yes.
And then you and I got in a lazy mode where you then like, I can't go out to the ballpark or do this,
right.
this. So it's been a long time coming, but we finally let it rip.
Finally did it. Okay. The Detroit Red Wings were in town Tuesday. And after the show, we went over to Morning Skate, went into the locker room of the Detroit Red Wings. And this is the concept of what we wanted to do. We each wrote questions for the other person to ask. Put them in an envelope, sealed the envelope, and this is what you had to do when you walked up to a player. Ask him, hey, you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? They'll say yes. The other person hands you the envelope. You rip the envelope open. You open it up. There are different point levels for each question.
2 questions of each.
1 point, 2 points, 3 points. Obviously, the three-pointers are probably a little more difficult to ask.
Right.
So that's how you accumulate the points.
So a total of 6 questions and, what, 12 points available?
Yes.
Yeah, 12 points available.
All right, so.
And, again, we weren't sure what levels to write these questions at yet either. Like, we weren't sure. Do you make the three-pointers like you'd be insane and you might get thrown out of there or just slightly uncomfortable?
I feel like
this may evolve into something even a little harsher than it is now.
I think you lean more to being uncomfortable. I mean, you don't want to get kicked out. It may happen. You don't know. But you just want to make you, the person asking the question, uncomfortable, and definitely the guy that's answering it uncomfortable, but not to the fact where he's, you know, wanting to beat you up or something like that.
Right.
So, but yes, this is the first time we're doing it. I'm sure some of these questions will evolve. They won't be the same questions, you know, each time.
Yeah.
So I'll start. Okay, so we go into the locker room, and we'll set the scene a little bit. Trevor's the only guy in there.
Yeah.
And he's being surrounded by the other people. They are talking, asking him questions and all that. And we're just kind of sitting back, waiting on him to get done and waiting on other players to come in. So Nick Jensen, a defenseman for the Red Wings, who has the locker right next to Trevor, he's in there. Another guy goes to talk to him, and he walks off to talk to Trevor. Everyone's looking at Trevor. Jensen's just sitting there by himself.
And Donnie looks at me.
So we're sitting there. We're kind of waiting for other players to walk in, but they are the only two guys in there. And one of the asterisks was you can't ask Trevor any questions because I'll ask him anything. I don't care. So Jensen's just sitting there. We're standing there waiting for people to walk in. I look at Mike and say, I'm going in.
And I was anxious. I kind of wanted to just go too, but I'm like, all right, here you go.
Just to go get it over with. So here I am walking up to Nick Jensen to play the envelope, please.
Hey, yeah. You have a second?
Yeah.
How's the hockey season going for you so far?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I assure you that was not one of the questions.
No, that's not one of the questions. And that
is
softening
him up.
That is what I do to every single person I interview. I'm just going to always ask him the softball questions before we get going, just to get him revved up a little bit.
How's the season going so far?
2-0.
Like how you had to use the word hockey, like he didn't know what sport he was playing.
And I think he has an answer that's maybe equally generic. And
I don't know. He may have thought I was talking about power or Blackish or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure. So here you go.
How's the hockey season going for you so far?
It's going good. It's a long season. We're only 2 games in. It's our 3rd game. But I think I feel like I've had a pretty good start. Had a pretty okay game the first game and a better game the second game. So it's important to see you're building off that. And as a team, I think we started strong and we continue to be strong last game in Ottawa.
Very good. Do you mind if I ask you some questions? I have an envelope right here. You don't mind if I ask you?
About that.
Ripping of the envelope?
Yep.
And right now, I have such serious shake hand.
I was loving it.
I cannot get this piece of paper out of the envelope. Severe shake hand,
I didn't
man.
Know how close I should stand to you because I didn't want to be associated with this. But I wanted to make sure you were legit.
And the PR guy is standing right there.
Okay, he was with Trevor.
He was
a gangbang.
Yeah,
and
Trevor.
And he started inching his way toward whatever the hell you were up to.
Right.
feel like the Academy Awards right now. I feel like I'm winning. All right, here we go. What position on the ice do you think Jesus would play?
Oh, man. You know, I can see him. I can see him being a defenseman, kind of like a Nick Lindstrom-esque defenseman. Yeah.
You think he'd definitely win like the trophy for the best defenseman in the league at the end of the year?
For sure. Yeah.
Like he block every shot.
Yeah. Like he helps people. That's his kind of characteristic. I feel like he's got persona.
No doubt. Can babies get arrested?
No.
Okay.
I have a expand on that.
You can if you want to.
I don't have anything to expand on. I don't think.
So those are the 2 1-point questions.
Yeah, easy ones. babies get arrested.
And this is Saroy. This is Saroy's mind working right here.
Yeah, so. I handed you the envelope.
Yeah,
so you
babies get arrested and what position Jesus will play.
Yeah.
Oh, dump that.
Having Not fun it. Here.
Dump that. I thought I edited that.
You didn't do your editing.
I did.
What's up, Fairview?
Whoa. Sorry about that. Hang on.
Are you kidding?
No, I edited it. I promise you.
That's why people watch the musers.
I wouldn't have wrote those questions like that if you were not going to.
Okay, there it is. This is the edited one right here. This is it.
God.
All right. I'm sorry, everybody.
There's no one here.
Hang on. Let's see where we are. All right. That's the one. All right.
Shot.
Donovan.
Yeah, like he's. You
know. All right, hang on. Let's get to it.
Okay,
I have a expand on that.
You can if you want.
I don't have anything to expand on.
Why do they call it a ish eating grin? It's like at no point would you ever do that. So why would they call that grin a ish eating grin?
That's a good question. I don't know. Let's go with. You feed someone else dish and they eat it, and then you grin. I think that's right. Maybe where I'd go with that.
Maybe
saying.
that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Okay.
Is there some sort of deodorant for the ass?
The Gold Bond hairspray, freshener spray. I may have used it a time ago. Not on that body part, but.
All right, so those are the 2 2-point questions.
A clean sweep now.
All right, so I'm rolling.
6 points out of six.
That's the the one about the blank eating grin and deodorant for the bottom. All right, let's. Boy, I'm nervous. I'm shaking right now.
Yeah.
That's my bad, Killer. I've never seen Killer.
Boy, Killer jumped out of his little chair.
Oh, man. All right, let's go.
What do they keep the good pills around here? You think you can go grab me a handful? I need them. I'm hurting all the time.
Hey, when I find them, I'll let you know.
Okay, man, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, thank you.
Huh. All right, so that's it. I only asked
one short.
I'm one question short because the PR guy was right there, and the one question that I did not ask was to power rank the minorities. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. PR guy was inching that way. That was the first 3-point question. I couldn't do it. So,
based on your interaction with him, how do you think he would have ranked them?
There's no way he would have said anything, but I just, you know, I just couldn't do it. So,
I was happy to hear you not do it, knowing that now you'd only had 9 of a possible 12 points.
So I did wimp out on one of the questions. I did not ask him to power rank the minorities. So now we're sitting around waiting, and, boy, there's no one else coming in.
No.
So I thought, all right, this is going to be the clean sweep for me. I'm good. Nope.
I find goaltender Jimmy Howard, who comes in, who's undoing a lot of equipment. It takes forever. So many zippers and Velcros. It's taken forever. But he's the only option I had. I said, screw it. I'm going in. Here's a goaltender for the Red Wings, Jimmy Howard, and Donovan handing me the envelope.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Not bad.
All right. I got some questions for you.
All
okay?
Right. Fire away.
Well.
Oh, out of an envelope.
Yes, sir. All right. Which of your teammates is the most unattractive in the nude?
Ooh, that's a good question. Gustav Nyquist.
Why is that?
Pimply bum.
All right, what's the wimpiest professional sport?
Wimpiest professional sport. Cricket. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right, which of these do you think you've done the most of in your life? Fart, sneeze, or cough?
Probably cough.
And then?
Fart. Then sneeze.
Sneeze with the bronze medal?
Yeah.
Is whale sperm the reason the ocean is so salty?
I have no idea. That's a great question, though. Whale sperm. Jesus, where did you guys get these?
I heard some guys say your favorite song is Super Gay. Could you sing a little bit of your favorite song?
Lil Biebs?
Yeah. Rip it. Just a little chorus.
I have no idea. What's a song that I could say that's super... I don't know.
All right, forget it. Do you mind if I get your phone number real quick? My Bitmoji is adorable.
Yeah.
No way.
Some funny crap I'll send you every now and again. It'd be cool.
Nope. I don't give my number out.
We'll talk about it.
All right,
dude, thanks.
Yeah. You got his number.
All right, what is it? Give it up. We
need it. I mean, you could buy it.
Twelve for twelve.
You ran the whole thing.
He is the most Canadian person that has ever lived.
Yet he was born in Syracuse, New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Jimmy Howard.
I think they do take on the Canadian accent, even Americans.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Just it's a hockey accent almost.
All right, good job.
So I got them all.
Yes.
I did cut this other part real quick. Jer, play my overly fake laugh that gets to 12 haws.
Buy it.
I can buy it. Machine gun Mike.
That is
because the other guy said, I have his number. You can buy it. And that's
buy
the
it.
Funniest thing.
I can buy it.
You're so nervous.
A 12 pack. I was so happy to be done.
That's a Costco. You went to Costco. The Costco and got those highs, buddy.
That's a W, Donnie.
Right, that's a W for you. You're 1-0.
Thank you.
12-9.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep a running tally.
All right, we'll do it.
The envelope.